If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. Hope you had a good weekend. I did. I had a lot of fun this weekend and got some rest at the same time. So a good balance. Went out Friday night to the Rob Zombie Alice Cooper concert with my brother and got to hang out with some of the WBSM winners. Then Saturday, got to see my old friend Jose Matos coming in here and helping him out with money matters. Then went to a special Rackhouse Club member VIP tasting over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. That was a lot of fun and got to try some very rare stuff. Went to see Beetlejuice after that. And then yesterday spent the day just at home, relaxing, watching the Patriots win. A little part of me thought, gee, maybe the Patriots can pull out a victory in week one. Mainly because, you know, it's a new coaching staff, new quarterback. You know, maybe there's going to be something a little bit different here that could catch the Bengals off guard. But as good as the Patriots looked, especially the defense, I think a lot of it too was the Bengals didn't show up either. For a team that's considered by many to be a potential Super Bowl contender, they should have played a lot better than they did. But hey, a win's a win, right? And when you are the Patriots and you're rebuilding, you'll take it however you can get it. I'd say it was a better debut for Gerard Mayo's Patriots than it was for Tom Brady in the Fox broadcast booth. Not that he was terrible, but he was still probably better than some of the analysts that are out there. But for a guy that Fox sat on for a year and who had spent that time trying to train up for the job, you would think he would have done a better job. And listen, he may get incrementally better every week. He might get overwhelmingly better every week. But if you're Greg Olson, you're sitting at home saying, really? This guy? They paid all that money for his name, not for his abilities. Now, maybe Fox saw something that we haven't seen yet, but I don't know. It seems weird to make a guy your number one right out of the gate, but isn't that what CBS did with Romo? Didn't they put him front and center right at the beginning? So maybe Fox thought they could do the same thing with Tom Brady when, and really, how can you have Tom Brady be a B or a C teamer? So I guess we'll just deal with Brady's growing pains on the job as we listen. But I'll take your thoughts on that, on the Patriots, on whatever else is on your mind. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Today is Money Monday, so we'll be joined in the 7 o'clock hour by Manny the Money Man Resendiz of Euclid Financial Services. We will talk about planning for your retirement, but also how much the current events can affect your retirement. Because a lot of people are looking at what's going on in this country, economically speaking, and saying, oh, I don't know if I can retire, or I don't know if I should keep that money that I have in retirement in there. Am I going to lose it all? So Manny will come in and explain to us more about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But as I said, anything that's on your mind is on the table at 508-996-0500. So you heard Phil give you the information that they have released the names of the victims in the crash that happened on Friday morning. And there was a line in the district attorney's office release yesterday that caught my attention. It said that the two individuals killed in a single vehicle rollover crash on Route 195 in New Bedford on Friday morning have now been positively identified. And that line made me think that the holdup for the identification from the DA's office might have been for some pretty horrendous reasons. The result of the crash, perhaps. I know other outlets were reporting who they were based on the GoFundMe account that was out there, but I'm always careful about those. But that line had me thinking, oh man, I hope that sounds like that crash was horrendous. And from anybody that witnessed it or was driving by it on Friday, and we were getting calls, emails, app chat messages, all kinds of things about it. So I'm glad that they were able to get that identification and get that information out there to confirm it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, two things, my friend, Tim. First of all, you're right. That accident was horrendous and crazy. I went through some horrendous, horrific things last week with some of my friends and everything. And so Friday, I finally was able to, like, be me again. I was at my grieving process, but I was taking care of myself. So I saw the assets going up the highway. I don't know what it was. Saturday morning, I decided to take, I was going to take a bus to go to the north end. I was going to conservation near River's End. You got, like, the park, and then you go beyond the old Acushnet Mills.
Mm-hmm.
So just before 7 o'clock, I'm at the Golden Greek. I leave there. I get a few minutes waiting for the first bus going north. And I hadn't done a lot in 3 or 4 days before that. So I said, I'll walk a few blocks. I still got 5 or 6 minutes. I'll wait for the bus. If I stood where I was when I got 2 blocks away, I'm standing there, and I lost my truck a few weeks ago. I had to salvage it. And the bus is just actually coming, and I look, and here's my friend I ain't seen in a while. I got a new phone number, everything else. And he looks at me, he waves at me, he picks me up. His family was connected to that situation. Hmm. So he says, hey, he calls me Poppy. He's a little younger than me, a young man in this neighborhood, Spanish guy. He says, hey, Poppy, oh, my God, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. He says, where are you going? I says, I'm going up north. I got to take care of some things. I need to take a walk with some friends. Clear my mind. So he says, let me go with you. And on the way going to the north end, he explained to me his family connection to that. And like you said, the mom, the 12-year-old, he talked about others in the vehicle. And he says, you went through a lot this week. And he says, how you doing? And here's this friend of mine who lost 2 people in his world, his family, and a few more in bad conditions. and he's checking up on me. So we went to Cumberland's over there across from Brooklyn Park. I got a coffee. Then we went a little farther north, and he dropped me off in front of the gate, the conservation area. And when I get out of that vehicle, right, Tim,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, sometimes it's that split-second thing in life, like an accident like that. You got to understand and respect the people you love and care about. So if you ain't checked in on people in a week or two, we used to say call somebody, drop a dime, and not in a negative way, but just checking on. Well, now it's all that. So I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing. I was already sad what I was dealing with. I was trying to heal myself. And so I got two phone calls back to back minutes after he walked away from me. Now, they had no clue what I just dealt with. And two of my friends, because my football team, the Admirals, you know, we're like, now we're number one team in the nation again, like we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, you want to go to Middleborough for the Cobras game tonight? And I'm like, I don't know if I want to be around crowds right now. I went up there and I saw mutual people from the person that I'm grieving, who had grief with her, and she loved football. Last night, well, yesterday afternoon, we had a ring celebration at Plainridge Park. Two people I ain't seen in 5 or 6 years just happened to be at Plainridge. And it was a private event, but they could see through the glass where we were. And they basically knocked on the door and asked permission. And I was thinking about you, Tim, because when you used to, like, let us guys and when Taylor, when he was just coming on, and the football situation.
Mm-hmm.
Greater New Bedford is still Mayberry RFD. We can talk about all the things we're upset about, the politics and positions. But this community has such great love and respect. Yeah, there's a lot of problems. What I experienced in the last 5 days, and when you opened up with that stuff, I said, this is why me and Tim get along. We don't agree all the time. We don't have to. But it's how we deal with it. When Taylor started as an intern with you guys, basically that first Saturday morning, the guy who owns the team I'm with right now, we're the national champions, and we're going to try to defend that championship. Taylor's first gig on a Saturday morning, he was there 5 or 6 weeks, I think. I remember seeing you in the corner, like, coaching him up. Now, look at where Taylor's at in his world. He's got a wife, a couple of kids, and Howie Kasho.
Yeah.
It gave me energy yesterday. Because this morning, I had all these plans in my mind yesterday. Yeah, I'm happy. We're celebrating. But I had this idea in my mind. I was going to shut my phone off. I was going to take a walk to the beach. I was going to just, like, tune up the world. And I'm like, nah. Life's too precious. I got too many good people like you, Tim, and guys from that station and people in this community. And hopefully people will listen to you and me right now, or they look at this on a podcast. Be right. Make it right. Make it right with yourself.
Right, yeah.
Is a split second can turn life around.
No doubt. Well, I'm glad
I love you, Tim.
Glad we can be here for you.
Love you.
You love you as well. Take care. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also, on the app and on the website, we have another contest for you to enter to win. We are still giving away tickets this week to see Post Malone at Fenway Park as he is on tour playing a selection of country songs. If you want to see Post Malone at Fenway Park, we are giving away tickets all this week. And you can enter to win the grand prize of a pair of turf level tickets being right there down on the field with Post Malone right there in front of you. But to win those tickets, you have to leave us an open line voicemail in the WBSM app telling us why you should be the person to win those tickets. And we got a couple of open line voicemails late on Friday that we'll share with you later on of people who are vying to win the grand prize. But we also have a new contest up as well because, like I said, Jackson over at Fun 107 is doing such a great job of getting us tickets to give away to so many things. And this one came up recently, and he said, well, is this something we want to do? And I said, well, absolutely. We definitely want to do this. One of the hottest tickets of the late summer here, the Soundside Music Festival, is coming to Bridgeport, Connecticut at Seaside Park on September 28th and 29th. It is a two-day extravaganza featuring Noah Kahan, Goo Goo Dolls, Foo Fighters, Fleet Foxes, Bleachers, Norah Jones, and so many more. And we are giving away tickets to the Sunday show, which you can get at, you can enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We're also giving away a grand prize of a pair of passes to both days. And again, same thing. Leave us an open line voicemail on the WBSM app and tell us why you should be the winner. And all the details are right there at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, including how to leave an open line voicemail. And there's also a link in that story there telling you exactly how to buy tickets, because some folks around this area, you hadn't even heard about this festival. So you might say, I'm not even going to waste time trying to win tickets. I'm just going to go out and buy them because I want to see all those acts. So what we did is we put a link in the story there for you so that you can just go right over to the Soundside Music Festival website and purchase tickets, whether it be for one day, for both days, VIP experiences. But hurry, because those tickets are limited. So if you do want to buy some, get them quickly. But if you want to enter to win some, you can do so at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I see a caller on hold, but caller, hang on, because we're going to be going into the news, and I don't want to have to cut you short for that. So if you can just hang on, we will take your call right after the news, as well as any other calls, 508-996-0500. And we can read app chat messages and play open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you don't have the app already, what are you waiting for? Not only can you enter these great contests, sometimes we have app exclusive contests. Sometimes we have app exclusive deals. You get all of our breaking news. You get all of our content. You get all of our radio broadcasts over the stream, as well as via podcast, and so much more. Live traffic and weather, everything you possibly need right there built into one app, thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing. But now it is time to get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Harris and Trump getting ready for their first and possibly only debate. A manhunt for a shooter in Kentucky continues. And Beetlejuice's big weekend at the box office.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are set for their first and possibly only debate less than 2 months before the presidential election. The debate tomorrow in Philadelphia will be the first time the Republican and Democratic nominees will share a stage and the first time they've met in person. The debate was originally supposed to be between Trump and President Biden, but Biden dropped out of the race after intense pressure from his own party following a poor debate performance in June. The 90-minute event hosted by ABC will start at 9 p.m. It will also stream on ABC News Live, Disney Plus, and Hulu. A new national poll shows a virtual tie in the race for the White House just ahead of the debate. The poll released Sunday by the New York Times and Siena College gives former President Trump a one-point lead, 48-47% over Vice President Harris. The survey noted that's well within its margin of error. Representative Liz Cheney says she's still a conservative, but she doesn't support a Republican victory in November. In an interview with ABC's This Week, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney defended her decision to vote for Vice President Harris days after her father revealed his intention to do the same. She went on to say that a traditional conservative Republican Party must be rebuilt after this election cycle. The manhunt continues today for the suspect in Saturday's shooting on Interstate 75 in eastern Kentucky. Laurel County Sheriff John Root explains why officers haven't been sent into the woods to look for the suspect.
We're not going to send deputies, troopers, FBI agents or whatever in walking through the woods because we do know this guy is armed, supposedly armed. And that's why, you know, he could be sitting and, you know, we're not going to be sitting ducks in the woods.
Five people were seriously injured when a gunman opened fire along a stretch of the freeway. Investigators say they recovered a legally purchased AR-15 rifle from the woods. They also confirmed 32-year-old Joseph Couch is the man they're looking for. Authorities say he served 4 years in the National Guard. The mother of the teenager accused of killing four people at a Georgia high school says she called the school before the shooting to warn about what she believed was an extreme emergency. The Washington Post says records show that Marcy Gray called the Appalachian High School about an hour before last week's shooting. The funeral for NHL hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew will be held today in suburban Philadelphia. They were struck and killed late last month while cycling near their family home. On the eve of their sister's wedding, the suspect charged in the tragedy, Sean Higgins, reportedly told police he'd had several beers before the crash. The Biden administration is announcing a new rule in an effort to bring mental health insurance benefits up to the same level as those related to physical health. Michael Kastner with the details.
President Biden said in a statement that mental health care is health care, but added that critical care and treatments are out of reach for too many Americans. The new rule adds to the 2008 Federal Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. A White House domestic policy advisor says around 175 million Americans with private insurance could benefit from the new rule. I'm Michael Kastner.
And Beetlejuice, coming up big at the box office. The sequel to Tim Burton's 1988 hit horror comedy earned $110 million in its opening weekend. That makes it the second biggest September movie debut of all time. Disney's Marvel sequel Deadpool and Wolverine dropped to second place with $6.4 million in revenue in its seventh week in theaters.
WBSM Sports.
Well, Gerard Mayo kicking off his head coaching career with a victory after the Patriots topped the Cincinnati Bengals 16-10 on Sunday. Pats host the Seattle Seahawks in Week 2 at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Red Sox unable to complete the sweep after falling to the Chicago White Sox 7-2 in their series finale at Fenway. They host the Baltimore Orioles for a three-game set starting tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A little bit milder than Sunday, but another sunny, beautiful day here on the South Coast. We're going to top out near 75 degrees today. Much of the same for Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs in the upper 70s, and we'll peak in the low 80s as we get toward the end of the week, Thursday into Friday. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are we doing?
Good. Now, that music you just had before you took my call, is that from the cop show Cannon?
That little jingle there?
Yes.
That's from the CBS special presentation. Whenever CBS would have like a special thing that they would air, that would be the music they'd play. So, you know, before they ran Rudolph or Frosty at Christmas time or, you know, any of those special events, they would have that little thing that would play with the, and it would say special presentation, and the word special would spin around in a circle.
Okay. I was wrong. I thought it may have been from the cop show Cannon, but I guess I was wrong.
Maybe that's where they took it from originally. I don't know. But
yeah, it could be. Yeah. Right. Now, what I wanted to ask you is WBSM is not going to be carrying the NFL this season, the primetime games Thursday, Sunday night, Monday night?
Nope, just the Patriots this season.
No, okay. Any reason for that, dropping it?
Yeah, we just found that we weren't getting the listenership for it. So what we do is we have the ability to listen to our regular programming on the stream and on the app. When the football was over the air, and what we saw was happening was we were getting more people that were listening to that on the stream and on the app than were listening to the game. So we said, well, I guess people want to listen to the regular programming. So we decided to just carry that instead.
Okay, yeah. And I enjoyed listening to games that went on TV, like this year, the Thursday nights are on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Friday's game in Brazil was on Peacock. I don't get those networks, so I would have enjoyed listening to them on your station, but that's all right.
Well, apologies, but, you know, we got to look at what's best for everybody.
That is right. Absolutely,
what works out
Tim.
The most. Plus, yep. We have to carry so much other stuff for the NFL that, you know, it just, it creates a big scheduling nightmare. So you're balancing things and cutting things off. And, you know, we like to play like Christmas music on Christmas Day. And instead we've got an NFL triple header that people are just going to watch on TV anyway. So, you know, it's those kind of things that we looked at and said, yeah, let's go without the games this year, see what happens.
Yeah. All right, Jim, have a good one.
You as well. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye now.
And, of course, you will be able to catch all of the Patriots games here, though. That we will definitely have for you all season long. But, yeah, the as popular as the NFL is, it just doesn't seem to translate as much here on the radio. My guess is that it's because people do watch them. But the caller's right. As they're putting these things on streaming, it's becoming harder for people to be able to catch those games. But, I mean, not that I would ever encourage you not to listen to other radios, to go and listen to other radio stations. There are, you know, the other stations in the area, the sports stations that carry those games. So that's why we felt it was, that's that we figured people that are listening on the radio are probably going there. People, for the most part, probably watching on TV. So we figured we'd go with the programming people wanted the most. So if you heard or watched yesterday's Patriots game, I'm sure you are pleasantly surprised by the outcome. And again, you know, how much of it was the Bengals not playing up to expectations? I'm sure that was some of it, but the Patriots looked pretty good, especially the defense. So if you can keep your team in games defensively, doesn't take much. And you've got a quarterback right now in Jacoby Brissett who can do some things, certainly more than Mac Jones was doing for you. Well, if you can get 100 and whatever yards out of Ramondre Stevenson, you can win some games. So I don't think it's going to be as bad of a season as last year. I saw, you know, a lot of my friends who covered the Patriots with me, whether they're still in the business or not, a lot of them are predicting a 6-7 win season for the Patriots. And that sounds reasonable to me. And that sounds like something I would be happy with. As I was texting my friend back and forth yesterday about the game, and I said, you know, I'd be totally happy with a Patriots season where I think they can win a game going into it, but I'm not upset if they don't win it coming out of it. You know, I'm fine with a season of moral victories as long as it keeps being positive progress moving forward. Last year was a mess. Last year was benching your starting quarterback and throwing somebody else in. Oh, let's put this person instead. So last year was just not fun. You can still have fun and lose if you have an eye toward the future. I would think that Patriots fans have developed enough of a love for the team, unless they're fair weather fans, but they've developed enough of a love for the team that they can see what the plan is here and be supportive of that. So I'm pretty excited for where it goes, but not because I have high expectations, but just because I think there'll be enjoyable games. Now that may change. It would only take, you know, one injury on the offensive line to change everything. But for now, let's look at the possibility of having a pretty fun and decent Patriots season. And again, you'll hear all the games right here on WBSM. Most of the Patriots games this year are 1 p.m. Sunday games, which for me is the absolute best. I like to get up whenever I get up on a Sunday, usually like around 9-10 o'clock, because I'll stay up late on a Saturday and sleep in a little. Get up, do a little work around the house, you know, whatever, maybe if I got to wash dishes from the night before, clean the kitchen. Sunday's a big clean the kitchen day. Clean the bathroom. Whatever I do, I got to get done. I try to get that done early so I don't have it hanging over me all day. And then usually after that, I'll take my shower because now my hands smell like cleaning product. Then I get excited because I'm going to make my cup of coffee or sometimes go get a cup of coffee. Sit down in front of the TV, usually just in time for the NFL today. And then get to watch the game. And then you know what? Game's over by 4 o'clock. You can choose to watch another game if you want or watch a movie. Maybe even watch two movies and still be in bed in time for a decent sleep, decent night's sleep. Although last night I stayed up too late because I was watching Chimp Crazy, which I think was the final episode. But they definitely left the door open for more. So I'm sure just like Tiger King, it'll have a sequel. But if you didn't watch Chimp Crazy on HBO or on Max, you can watch it now. And it's not as crazy as Tiger King, but it's pretty nuts to see the way people live with chimpanzees for 40 years. Even as they become these very large, very strong creatures that can literally rip somebody's face off. And as I said before, I always wanted a chimp when I was a kid. And I'm kind of glad now that I don't have one. I've been thinking about getting another pet. But then every time I do, I think, well, I can't leave that animal home alone while I'm gone for a couple of days for some of the things that I do. You know, I could get another fish tank. I used to have Oscars and I loved having Oscars. But that's a lot of work. Keeping up with the tank, keeping it clean, testing the water, all that. I wanted something that I could have fun with, but that also, you know, would be kind of self-sufficient too for a few days at a time. So I was like, I'll get a bird. And so I looked into conures. And then someone was like, you know that conures can live for like 50 years, right? I said, that's the whole reason I was going to get a tortoise and I decided against it because I don't want to have to bequeath my pet to my son when I die. Here, like let's just say I die when I'm in my 80s. He's going to be in his 60s. And I'm going to be giving him this, probably by that point, elderly tortoise to take care of. No way. That's just not cool. And so I was like, well, if the birds live that long, I'm doing the same thing. And then I was going to get a rescue one because they're adults and maybe it's not as long of a commitment, but someone was telling me, you don't understand exactly how much noise they make. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. I like to do radio stuff from home. It's a good point. So I think I'm going to go with the no pet plan. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So you heard Phil mention earlier in the news that Beetlejuice, the sequel to the 1988 film, had a very big weekend. And in fact, $110 million in its opening weekend, which is the second biggest September opening of all time. It puts it ahead of 2019's It Chapter 2, and only behind 2017's It, which were both good movies in my opinion. But it's also the third biggest film of the year in just its first weekend, behind only Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm sorry, the third biggest opening of the year, I should say. Behind Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2. So a huge weekend for this movie that up until a few months ago, a lot of people didn't even know was happening, was coming out. And I went and saw it on Saturday I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was nearly as good as the original. I thought there were too many plot lines going on and the ending was too quick. So, I mean, it's not a bad movie, but it just wasn't a perfect movie, which you really can't expect from a sequel a lot of the times anyway. There are very few, I mean, there are sequels that I like better than the original, for sure. Evil Dead 2. Lethal Weapon 2. I'm sure there's more, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. But, you know, the expectations weren't really high for this. But people still turned out to go see it in the movie theater rather than wait for it to come on streaming. So that's pretty impressive that they were able to get people back in the theater. And it also makes me wonder, are they going to consider a third movie? Might there be a third Beetlejuice film in the works? I don't know how I'd feel about that. I think you were stretching the story a little bit here in the second one. And again, so many plot lines unnecessarily. There is talk that they could be taking the stage musical Beetlejuice and turning that into a film. And there's also talk that they could do a prequel, which I could see that as being a possibility as well. But if they do, I think it's more because of the revenue and not so much because they've got more stories to tell. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Never too early for a little rainbow in the morning. We are coming up on the news. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz, for Money Monday. And as a lot of things are happening in the world with the economy and in the news, you're probably wondering about how that's going to affect your retirement, whether you are already saving or whether you're planning on getting things moving for it. You're thinking to yourself, well, how is all this going to have an effect on that? Well, Manny can help us sort through all of that and kind of calm down some of the fears and the paranoia about it. So we'll talk about that and more with him coming up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.